All right, ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing out there? John Orlando here on the PVD Cast, the only podcast that's brought to you live and indirect from Providence, Rhode Island, via the capital city of Columbus, Ohio. Well, man, oh man, it feels so good to be back here with episode 63 of this beloved podcast. And my guest is a gentleman that hasn't shown up on this podcast in almost 2 years. In fact, I think it's 2 years almost to the day. DJ Joey Blaze stopped by my place to chat a little bit about wrestling, and many of you probably know him as his alter ego from FIW Wrestling, Big White, or, if you all remember the Capital City Wrestling Hotline, Winston White. But Joey wanted to come on by and talk a little bit, and we waxed a little philosophically about professional wrestling, in particularly the big NXT show that I got to attend last Thursday here in Columbus, the historic first time ever that NXT had left the state of Florida. I got a chance to go. I was very excited for it. I think it's been well known on this podcast. I'm a big fan of NXT. I'm a big mark for that product. And it was a really good show. And we'll get into that. Joey got to stop down at the Arnold on Friday and Saturday, and he has some cool stories about some of the things that he got to see and got to do down there. We give our WrestleMania predictions as well, and wrap things up with a little talk about The Walking Dead. So, it's a jam-packed episode, if you will. And also going to talk about a couple of other things, but one of the things I do want to talk about real quick, which you're going to hear an ad for in the back end of the show, because much like I've done for the last several podcasts, I'm going to throw it to a break. When I come out of that break, you're going to hear DJ Joey Blaze and myself talk about wrestling, and then you're going to hear a couple other quick ads, and then we'll be back to wrap things up. But I want to talk about something that's coming up here in Columbus called Extra Space. Now, that's an acronym for Small Press and Alternative Comics Expo. Space is a big deal. It happens every year here in Columbus, and there's been some problems, if you will, with Space. Originally, it was set to happen Saturday, April 11th. Unfortunately, the venue in which this giant independent publishing and comic book and just a lot of cool things going on at Space. I went last year for the very first time, and I was very impressed with it. Well, the venue where it was supposed to be at went out of business. So what they have decided to do, and they, of course, are Bob Corby and Ken Epstein, who many of you know Ken from his appearance on this podcast a few episodes ago, back in, I believe, at the beginning of the year, they've decided to have, I guess you could essentially say, two Space events. This one's called Extra Space, because there were a handful of publishers, a handful of creators, a handful of writers or whatnot that could not make it to the new date, which is going to be in July, and so they decided, well, what the heck, we're going to have two of them this year. So you get an opportunity, you're in the Columbus area, you want to check out some cool comics, some underground, some indie projects, some really cutting-edge stuff, man, you should stop on by. It's going to be at Strongwater Food and Spirits. That's 401 West Town Street. That is, again, on Saturday, April 11th. You have questions or concerns or you need more information, just go to backporchcomics.com. And I'll put a link up over on my links page of the website for those that need a quick link to head on over there to get more information. It's really a cool show. Definitely check it out. Try to help support some independent people doing some independent things. That's my mantra, man, with this podcast. So with that, let's not waste any time. I'm going to throw it to a break, and on the other side of that break, DJ Joey Blaze. Web hosting services for the PVD Cast provided by Bluehost. Check out Bluehost.com for more information. Big Fun Columbus. What is that, you ask? It's simply the greatest toy store on the face of the planet. And it's right here in Columbus, Ohio. Shimmy on down to 672 North High Street in the Short North. And you can check out all of the various different toys that they have. If you listen to my previous episode of the PVD Cast, where I, John Orlando, did a complete entire episode from the store, you know that they got everything you could imagine. You need wrestling figures? They got them. You need McFarlane toys? They got them. He-Man? You got it. G.I. Joe? You got it. Star Wars? Legos? Whatever you need, whatever you collect, they got it at Big Fun. And guess what? If they don't have something, they got a wish list. You put it on there, they'll try to get it for you. Man, oh man, you gotta go visit the guys and the girls down at Big Fun Columbus. Once again, they're at 672 North High Street in the Short North. You can check them out on Twitter at Big Fun Columbus or simply go to Facebook. Facebook.com/Big Fun Columbus. Check it out. Get down there for everything that you need in terms of collecting, or hell, if you just want to go down and relive your childhood like I did, stop on down to Big Fun Columbus and check it out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando. I'm joined by a man that goes by many names.
And yeah, some that are you could say over the air, and some that you can't, I'm sure.
Anyways, you may know him as Big White, or you may remember him as Winston White.
Oh, God.
But you probably know him best as DJ Joey Blaze.
Yeah.
So, Joe, how's it going, man?
Hey, it's going great. Probably had one of the best wrestling weekends of my life. I can't wait to talk about that.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
No, it's going good. It's going good. Just had a birthday, feeling a little bit older, but still trucking through. And
funny you mention that, because I just said, while I was working on putting up old episodes on the archives page of PVDcast.com, I realize it's been 2 years since you've been on this podcast.
God, time flies.
Doesn't it?
Jeez Louise.
2 years.
It doesn't feel like 2 years.
No, it does not.
So we just sat here and talked incessantly for an hour and a half about a bunch of crazy stuff. We'll try and keep a little bit more
on point. You know what? That's what people expect with this particular
John
podcast.
John and I usually just gab and just, we just keep talking. We don't know when to shut up. So.
Exactly. Exactly. Anyway. All right, well, this weekend was the Arnold here in Columbus, Ohio, and as I mentioned to you, I got a chance to go see NXT Thursday night at the LC Pavilion. You did not get a chance to go.
I did not get to go. I was DJing, cheap plug, at the Ugly Tuna Saluna, where I'm there every other Thursday at 9 o'clock, and Saturdays, which is on High Street. Anyway, sorry to do a little cheap plug there.
It's right by the Gateway Film Center.
Yes.
So there you go.
I see Fritz the Night Owl on Saturday nights, and I leave there, which is pretty cool. He doesn't look like Fritz the Night Owl so much anymore, but it's still Fritz the Night Owl. But I had a DJ, so I didn't get a chance to go. But I've been anxious to talk to somebody that went, so I can't wait to hear what went down.
I'm going to tell you right now, I think it was a pretty good show. Now, I went, and I only paid $22 for the standing room only seats. Really not seats. I mean, you stood. That was the reality of it. But for the individuals that went with me, they were comfortable with that price point. They didn't want to go for the $60 ringside seats, and I understand that. That's cool. Whatever, man. I just wanted to go.
You could barely had an option at them, though, because they were sold out in 15 minutes.
Right. Exactly. But actually, it worked out nice because the way that they had things arranged, and I know this is very visual, and so on this podcast, it's not going to make any sense. But if you've been to the LC, you know that when you walk in the LC indoors, you have that giant open space, and that's where they stuck the ring, and they put three sides of chairs on those three sides. And then you had a little gap before you got to the stage, and on the stage they had their entrance. They had, I counted like three rows of 15 chairs on both sides. Then if you remember in the LC too, you have like a little bit of a platform where the sound table sits for concerts, and you can stand there, which they had people there. They had the hard camera right there, which I did not know that they were taping for TV until the next day. But when I got there, I was like, there is a lot of cameras here.
I think that they're taping segments, like when they're showing one of their tapings from Orlando. Or this is what happened last week on our tour, so they would show bits and pieces.
Right, I believe
Cleveland, Columbus, Arnold.
Right, I'm sure that they're going to piece it together.
But if they show the whole show, that'd be pretty neat too.
That would be sweet. So it was cool, and so guys would come out on the stage, make a quick left, go down the steps, and come right into the ring. Upstairs, minus the, you know, like the tables that are reserved for companies, you know, like AEP, I know, has a table or whatnot.
Riker,
etc. You could stand up there, and they actually even put bleachers up there, so you could stand on top of the bleachers, which is what we did, and you could see straight down into the pit.
Well, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, so, overall, there was one awful match.
I wasn't even there. I could probably guess what it is.
Well, because these guys were there for the meet and greet, because you could get a special meet and greet, like $150 come early, meet Flair, Big Show, and Ryback. And it was Big Show and Ryback.
I heard they got booed out of the building.
They did. They got booed out of the building, and because it was an awful match. I mean, it was the same shit we'd seen, you know, a million times.
And the fans of good NXT don't want to see that.
No, they do not. So that was a pretty bad match. I would say then, but it was entertaining, but it still was not a great match. Baron Corbin versus Tyson Kidd. But Tyson Kidd is over, and he's the heel. But he was over, like Grover. Why are you looking at me with that look on your face?
I'm not buying into Baron Corbin.
Oh, I'm not either. I mean, all due respect, if that guy wasn't 6'7", he'd be in the indies.
He has zero charisma. They tried interviewing him down at the Arnold, and it was just... He kind of stuttered, and it was just... He lacks that whole it factor, I think. He's tremendous. He has a great look. He's intimidating, but I think... He needs to have a mouthpiece if he's going to do anything. So he'd need like a manager. Or he would need maybe be hidden in a tag team.
Yeah, somehow. Yeah. Somehow. So that match was not awful. I think it made up for the fact that the fans were totally behind Tyson Kidd. I mean, they chanted meow and cats. It was hilarious.
Natty's husband.
They did not. No Natty's husband. Oh, it was meow, cats. There was a third one. I can't remember. But the other match that was, I'm going to not even judge it because I think something went wrong in the match, was Sasha Banks versus Alexa Bliss. Because that match ended up being literally maybe 4 minutes, and Bliss won by countout, but I don't think she knew what... something happened from our vantage point. We couldn't see that Banks shit-canned her to the floor, and something happened on the floor because Bliss got back in, she didn't. And she took the countout, and then she took a long time. Banks took a long time to get up off the floor.
Well, she worked Cleveland the next night, if I'm not mistaken. So, I think they did a four-way.
Yeah, they did.
My idea of a four-way with those divas, and, well, that's a whole other story. We can't talk about that. But,
exactly.
But they wrestled. A matter of fact, they actually, Sasha, I didn't get to watch and stay for the whole match, but Sasha worked Charlotte at Arnold.
At Arnold, yeah.
Yeah, but they had a limited roster at Arnold, too. They didn't use a ton of people, but that was pretty cool.
And Charlotte's good because her and Bayley had probably the best match of the night, only outdone by Neville and Cesaro at the LC.
Cesaro was on the card too.
Cesaro was the main event against Adrian Neville, and it was a really good match, really solid.
A lot of people on the internet give Charlotte a lot of crap, and I think the same thing. Like, I was watching her. We could talk more about the Arnold too. When I was watching her there, and then I watched her on TV. I think she does a great job.
She does a phenomenal job.
She seemed kind of lost when she wrestled on Raw a few weeks ago, but maybe a little bit. But she takes a lot of grief on the net, but whatever.
Really?
I think
that that roster of ladies in NXT puts the Divas division to shame.
But the only reason is because they're not given the right amount. They're not given the same creative input in the same amount of time. It's been brought forth on social media by AJ Lee, give the Divas a chance, yada, yada, yada. And it's totally true. Those girls can be entertaining. Plus, they're great to look at. They're just not given... they're just kind of a sideshow, you know? We need 10 minutes filled. Let's go put the Divas out there. Which, in NXT, they're featured on there.
Right, yeah, exactly. So, are you surprised that Triple H is in charge of NXT and doing such a good job?
No, not really. Okay. And that goes into the whole Arnold thing. I'm 38 years old, been a wrestling fan my whole life. Super Mark.
Wrestler.
Been lucky
fan.
Enough to to tip my toe in the industry, just, you know, dunk a little bit in a pond of this huge lake, a little puddle of this huge lake or huge ocean of pro wrestling. And it was probably one of my best wrestling weekends ever.
Really?
Just because you got to see what Triple H is trying to do with the company.
Mm-hmm.
Starting there, and that's the only reason they were at Arnold.
Oh, right.
Believe it was because of Triple H and his vision. You can just see it with what he does there. And he came out and he did a little Q&A, and some people listened, saw that. He came out with, I think he was running a little bit late because he got inducted into the International Sports Hall of Fame. But he came out and interrupted Hogan, and they went back and forth, had a little bit of you know, banter, and had a good, and it was neat. But just the passion in Triple H, from the character that he portrays on TV to what he really is, and the way he put over NXT. Maybe it's just the Mark talking to me, I don't know, or the goofy fan, but I'm not surprised because he has a lot of passion about it.
And I also think too, he's realistic to know what's best for business. And I know that's his catchphrase, but I think he knows.
Because he's a fan just like us.
Right, exactly. That's what I was getting at. I think he's listening. He goes, we need to go get Kenta from Japan. We need to go get Devitt from Japan. We need to go get Steen from Ring of Honor. You know, and give these guys a chance.
And
you
if
know?
It doesn't work, it doesn't we tried. Work.
Yeah.
We tried. It doesn't work.
Right, exactly. But
don't let them totally fool you, though, because Vince still has his hands in it, because they still have guys that are 6'9", 300 pounds, that don't know a dang thing about wrestling. They're just waiting in their wings to get to learn. Like, the couple guys I met, I apologize, I don't know their names, I'm not really prepped for it. Seem like nice guys. One of the strong men that were down there, and then there's another guy. Just massive dudes that were down there, didn't understand their names, or they're probably still training. And Baron Corbin's another example.
Yeah, there you go.
They still got the old guard there, but it's nice to see. Like in the matches down there at Arnold, too, they had Hideo Itami versus Tyler Breeze, and they had there was a tag team matchup. It was Owens and Breeze against Adrian Neville and Prince Devitt. What's his name here?
Oh, Finn Balor.
Finn, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think I pissed him off this weekend.
Really? Go ahead with that story.
Oh, I did a little selfie picture with him and got an autograph. Just gotta get the autograph, you know. I'll give it to my buddy Al's son. I got a bunch of autographs, I'll give it to him. But anyways, I'm doing it. Like, hey man, can't wait to see you on the main roster. And he looked at me. And he's like, this is the main roster.
Well, I was going to say, because the rumor is that after this weekend, there's a very, very large rumor circulating that they're not going to call guys up. They're not going to call people up. That they're going to push NXT as its own product, possibly, since it was so successful with the ticket sales and the fact that the fans in Columbus and in Cleveland were so rabid and so enthusiastic for it. That's the rumor going around.
But just the look in his eye, that's why I just gave you that look, too. I was like, I felt bad, you know, but I can see that, too. I can definitely see them going that route, because it seems like it had, I could go to the actual shows, but, well, the interaction I had down at the Arnold, which if he ever listened to it, I got on Twitter and thanked him. I tried to personally thank Triple H, because like, it made my weekend, but it seemed like it had an ECW feel.
And that's what a lot of
like
reports.
ECW maybe meet Ring of Honor, because I like Ring of Honor, but Ring of Honor doesn't bring in the casual fan.
Right. Exactly.
NXT has the ability to do that.
Well, we could debate that. Ring of Honor has the same opportunity to do that. They just don't. And that's another episode for another podcast, right. I suppose. But, yeah, no, I agree. I feel that it had an ECW feel to it. Many people said the Cleveland show had that, you know.
Oh, was it the Agora? And they've had some
it
shows
was.
Up
it
there.
It was at the Agora and that. Funny, I was talking to Adam Michaels over the weekend on the phone, and he asked about Finn Balor, and he asked if he did the whole big, giant, theatrical entrance. And I go, no, he didn't, but he still does all the gestures. He still crawls. He still throws the hands up when that theme music's awesome.
And he did it at Arnold, too.
Oh, did he? Nice.
Yeah, where the lights kind of flicker and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And he's really... Now, I'm not that familiar because I have a hard enough time really just watching Raw nowadays.
Yeah.
Like before, back when, you know, 10, 15 years ago when we first met, we were, you know, we're watching tapes, we're all about this, we're watching that. As we get older, and I really haven't saw a lot of his old stuff, nor Hideo Itami's.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a joy to kind of get to know these guys and get to see them up here where they're at now. So
what else from the Arnold? Any other? Because I did not go, but you went down and
oh,
you
shame
said
on you, shame.
Well,
shame on
you know, I mean, it is what it is.
The Q&As were awesome.
Okay,
they had a Q&A with Mark Henry and William Regal, which I wish I would have appreciated William Regal more when I was younger. But as I've gotten older and I've gotten, you know, to understand the business more and have friends in the business and appreciate their work and you appreciate the stuff he did. It was really cool to listen to him talk and listen to Mark Henry talk. And so I had a Q&A with him. I missed a Q&A with Arnold and Trips.
Oh,
I did a little
man.
Q&A with him. Arnold came in the ring. I missed that, but I got to Hogan and Triple H. So I got to check out that, which was really cool. And then Flair. And I know it was only about like 15 or 20 minutes, but it was the coolest thing. I told you for the podcast, talking to Brady West for the broadcast or podcast too, and got a little interaction with him. Came over and asked me, "And what's your question?" I go, first of all, Nate, I want to let you know I spoke to my girlfriend. I've given her a hall pass if she wants to ride Space Mountain." And he kind of looked at me, but it popped the crowd, because what was crazy is you could get around down there real easily. Because they had a nice huge space. You know, Arnold, you're usually on top of each other. Yeah. With a nice huge
right.
space.
Yeah.
But when Flair started talking, everybody in the Arnold came over to that corner.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was it was sure. crazy. You couldn't move. And it just all these people, everybody's a Flair fan, you know. So then I asked him a question about his font with Randy going into the Hall of Fame, which is the thing I'm looking forward to, I think, most this Hall of Fame week or this WrestleMania weekend coming up here shortly. What was his fondest memory? And he spoke about when Randy actually visited Charlotte, or he used Charlotte's real name, Ashley's sixth grade class. And he, just like in Flair fashion lately, he started to tear up a little bit, which seems like he does it all the time now. I don't know who cries more, him or Big Show. I'm trying to figure that out. But both of them seem to like to let the tears flow. But that was pretty cool. But no, so they had that. They had the Q&As. They had the... they had tryouts.
I was going to ask you, did you watch any of the tryouts?
I did, and I think they were plants. And
because that's what I thought, because I'm like, there's no way. Because
some of these guys had gear and they knew way too much, or they might have been guys that have been trying out for a while.
Okay, maybe indie guys.
Guys want to get some extra work. But there was just something. But I think there were some people maybe they pulled out of the crowd here and there. But it was really cool. It was just weird seeing because they just promoted Albert. Since Bill DeMott left. I was going to say he left guns ablazing. Is that too early? Is that too early to
Ooh,
say that?
Ooh, boom, boom.
Yeah. Anyway. but he was in the ring with them, and then one of the other trainers. And then the tag champs were there, too. Blake and Murphy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like those guys.
Yeah.
You don't?
My favorites all weekend, and it's so crazy. My girlfriend ended up getting a shirt, too. Enzo Amore and Big Cass.
You know what? Okay. I'll say... I call them the 2015 New Age Outlaws because they're terrible in the ring, but man, oh man, do they get over with their gimmick.
Their gimmick's over. And they treat the fans with utmost respect. Now, I got to meet them and said that I'm a big sneakerhead. I love sneakers. I've loved sneakers my whole life. And both of them were. It's funny that when I went up to get my autograph, they had to stop me and look at my shoes. And then I got a picture I should have brought with me where Enzo leans back on the chair, puts his shoes on desk, and he's like, "How you doing? Look at my shoes!" And it was funny, and it was a good time. And hell, even Kevin Owens mentioned my shoes. And that guy right there, Steen Owens, being a guy that's not svelte,
yes,
I pop huge for him. He was great. He was really cool to meet. Got a picture with him, shake his hand, talk to him for a minute, and then just to hear him down at Arnold. Get to be himself on the microphone a little bit was really cool.
That's cool.
I'm glad that he's where he's at. And overall, like I said, and I've met tons of guys over the years, set ringside, this, that, and the other, yada, 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 is probably my most favorite wrestling weekend I've ever had, just because it was a nice blend of everything, old, new, whole nine.
Nice. So. All right, well, let's talk about another important wrestling weekend that's coming up. That, of course, is being WrestleMania weekend, which is, 3 weeks from now? So, what's your thoughts so far on how the card is shaping? Oh, you know what? Do you want to just run down the card real quick?
Oh, yeah, we're just kind of trying to look it over a little bit.
All right, let's run down. Let's go match by match then. How about that? All right.
Yeah, and then I'd like to maybe we can get together after Mania or something like that. Do you want to give your? Are you gonna do one before Mania to give your predictions?
We'll do them right now.
Okay.
Because I don't know if I'll get a chance to do that.
But
Who
I'd
knows?
Like to do something maybe after Mania, kind of talk about maybe compare our predictions
sure.
or something like All that.
Right. Okay.
Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
That's hard to pick, man, because they're just going to throw a bunch of people in there.
And I kind of look at the list right now. It's The Miz. You got Axelmania running wild through there, which I that gimmick's over with me. I love cheesy stuff like that. You got Ryback. Yuck. You got Fandango, Adam Rose, Zack Ryder, which I would pop huge if they gave him that title.
That would be sweet.
That'd be hilarious, and that would be really cool. Jack Swagger, who... We'll talk about that. Titus O'Neil, Darren Young, Big Show, Kane, Damian Mizdow, Sin Cara, and others to be determined. I want to say a surprise entrance right now. This is going to be Samoa Joe.
Really?
I'm going to throw that one out there.
You're just going to throw that out. That's your dark horse?
Not saying he's going to win it, but I'm just saying it's going to be a surprise entrance. Because I think there might be one or two surprise entrants. But I'm going to say I think Jack Swagger's going to win it.
Really? Of that, I'm gonna go opposite. I think that they may put Mizdow over to push that feud with him and the Miz.
A lot of people hated his interaction with Wiz Khalifa.
By the way, side note.
I thought that was hilarious.
Side note, why is anyone surprised that Wiz Khalifa was high the entire night last night? Like, really? That's come out and it's a big, big, big news story? Really? It is? It is?
That's all he raps about.
I know!
Oh my god, a rapper that raps about being high was high. Yeah, that's
by the way, best tweet I saw, somebody said Wiz Khalifa was as welcome at Raw as Bill DeMott is on the Indies.
Oh my god. Wow, they're just crushing him out there too, right?
Anyways. Alright, so I'm going to go with Mizdow.
Yeah, that's not a bad pick. I just see something like that because it seems like Swagger's needing that he's been a world champion, he's kind of fell down the roster. Nothing. He just keeps doing jobs for Rusev Machka, or whatever you want to call him, Alexander Rusev, or whatever he is. And I think that that's my feeling. But three predictions: Swagger wins it. Possibly, you could see Samoa Joe enter something like that, be a different debut. I think that'd be cool to kind of come in and just start clearing house. And then my dark horse to win it: Zack Ryder.
All right.
Just because I'm a huge mark for Zack Ryder. All right.
I'm going with Mizdow on that one. All right, so then we got the IC title ladder match.
I'm excited that they're defending the IC title on Mania.
I am too.
I haven't looked back at it, but this is...
I'm excited that the IC...
I don't remember the last time that they've... Did they even defend... Was it defended last year?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because every year that's a joke. That's every year it's a joke that they don't defend the title. And that's one thing that I'm actually glad to see there's some... there's a push behind the IC title.
That's what I was going to say. I'm happy that it's actually relevant.
Not having two world titles now, and Lesnar showing up once every 3 months, I guess it's kind of good to have everything around that.
I guess so. I'm trying to look that up to see. I don't think it was defended.
Yeah, the podcast here, we have the best internet speeds here, so...
We do.
If you hear like an old-fashioned dial-up or Homer Simpson saying you got mail or something like that, well, you know what's going on here.
Yeah. Anyways, I do not believe...
I don't think it was.
I don't think it was either. I don't think it was.
I don't even remember the last time it was. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, same. I don't think so. I don't think it was defended last year. Yeah. All right, so who do you think is going to win it? So you got the
Bad News Bears for champ. You got R-Truth, which I love with what he's doing. I think that's funny.
I think it's funny, too.
I'm glad to see some decent humor back on the show. Dean Ambrose, Luke Harper, Ziggler, and more to be announced. But obviously, it's going to be Daniel Bryan and Stardust.
Bryant. Yeah.
My pick... would be Dean Ambrose.
That's going to be my pick, too, because I think he's got a lot of momentum behind him.
My dark horse is going to be Stardust.
I'd say my dark horse will be Daniel Bryan.
I don't
see it working either, but I think they may do that.
I'd love to see like Daniel Bryan or Ziggler to win it, but I think that's the way they're going to go. Reason I see... I'm really surprised that they didn't do Stardust Goldust again at Mania. And some sort of different type of... Because that's one of the things that Goldust pushed for when he came back. He was all over the internet trying to get a feud going with Cody. He went to WrestleMania. Now they have an opportunity to do it. They're not doing it.
Well, I don't know, because their match at Fastlane was not very good.
No.
It was bad.
But I don't know whose fault. I think that was the crowd's fault.
I don't know.
The crowd wasn't into it.
I don't know.
The old man can still go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt. But... All right, so then we have a U.S. title match, Rusev versus John Cena.
Cena wins.
I think Cena has to win.
I think the way they're going to with what they're doing with Lana, the Ravishing Russian, which I'm sure you're probably all about her, John. Am I correct on that one? Big fan?
Yeah, I'm a fan. Yeah. I'm a fan. I don't know, big fan, but I'm a fan. Okay. Rusev, not so much.
Rusev, not so much. No, I think they're gonna split them up, something like. So I think something's going to happen where maybe she might interfere and it hurts Rusev in some sort of way.
Man, I hope she runs away with John Cena. That would be awesome.
Sarcasm there, folks. But I think Cena's going to... It'll probably.
I
do
think
that,
Cena man. Wins, too. Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
And then go on with feud with somebody else young and put them over by putting the title on them.
Right. That's...
But I think he's just going to transition to that, so that's my opinion on that one. You have a Divas match.
Wow, this is a hard one to pick because I really... I'm going to say they put over AJ Lee and Paige. I say they win.
Well, the Bella Twins contract's up.
That's what they claim on Total Divas, but I don't know. Do you watch Total Divas?
My girlfriend does.
Oh, I same here.
I get pulled in, though, when...
I do, too.
When certain divas are on, like Paige, or... Well, mostly Paige, but...
See,
I'll be honest.
But you know what? Smart thing, man. People at work, man, like the shoot job, there's ladies at work that start watching it. Never watched wrestling before, mm-hmm. but they're into it. Same with my girlfriend that helped her get into it.
Girlfriend's sister loves it, and she doesn't watch wrestling at all. None of them like her husband doesn't like wrestling. So they started watching it, and Guy and Bridget started watching it, and all heck's broken loose. So I would take Paige and AJ Lee in this, too. I just think that I would have rather seen a Four Corners match, which I think that would have been cool.
You mean a Four Corners match or a four-team corner match?
No, Four Corners match.
Okay, so AJ versus Paige versus Nikki versus Brie. Okay,
I think that would have been really neat because I get done a lot of stuff with that. I don't understand how Brie went from fighting with her sister, all of a sudden they were best friends.
Yeah, exactly. That was a bad ending to that particular storyline. Bray Wyatt versus The Undertaker.
Man, that's a tough one.
This is also a tough one because I don't know. I mean, what you already have the loss to Brock Lesnar.
And you got Bray Wyatt, who's probably their number one rising star right now.
Yeah, you know, I've seen some pictures of The Undertaker. He's getting long in the tooth, man.
Oh, my God, he's looking rough. But I guess...
super rough.
When you're married to Michelle McCool, if you can let yourself go, that's fine, too. Matter, right? Like, hey, I'm married to Michelle McCool. It's whatever.
Screw it.
I'll be skinny Mark Calloway. I don't care. Skinny old Mark Calloway. But anyway, I'm going to take Taker.
I'll go the opposite. I'll take Bray Wyatt. There you go.
I think this might end up being Taker's last match.
I think so, too.
And I think that he might go out with... it's going to be an interesting ending. I think he's going to maybe win, but still put Bray Wyatt way over. If that's even possible to put it that
know.
Way.
I don't know.
I just think... But it's going to be a passing of the torch.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to that match. I'm not an Undertaker fan. I never have been. But come Mania time, you got to be a Taker fan.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how that plays out. But I'm going to go with Bray Wyatt because I think they put him over. I think why not? The streak's broke. Who cares? You know. And you're right. I believe and agree with you that Bray Wyatt's the up-and-coming star. He's got a unique look. Here's the thing. Let's go back for a minute. Why break up Harper and Rowan? I'm bothered by that still to this day, and it happened like 3 months ago. Like, I don't understand it. Like, I understand you want to get them away from Bray Wyatt, but I didn't get it.
Yeah, especially with the lack of tag teams.
Yeah.
Good tag teams made sense.
Yeah.
You know, and then they try and then they'll push tag teams. The Ascension was awesome. NXT, they suck up on the main roster.
They're terrible.
And it's so crazy, and... They had great heat with them already going, and all of a sudden they take them off TV. Yeah, I agree with you on that.
That it made no sense to me. And inexplicably making Eric Rowan a good guy, a face. Like what? What's the? Yeah, it's terrible. I don't know. All right, then we got Sting versus Triple H. I mean, I'm just going to go out there. I think Sting goes over.
Oh, that's
obvious. You know, I think that's going to happen. Oh, and I will say this: I caught bits and pieces of Raw last night. The only thing that was worthwhile was Sting's promo. I mean, it was prepackaged.
Who was talking?
I don't know, because at points it sounded like Sting, and then other times it sounded like somebody else.
I watched Raw today, and I listened. It didn't sound like him. Would it have been Ole Anderson?
Nice.
Anyway, no, almost like maybe they just slowed his voice down.
I think they manipulated it somehow. Yeah,
it sounded that way. Probably still. Yeah, I'm taking Sting. I think it's going to be. I'm going to go out as far to say it might be match of the night. Okay. I think they're going to pull out some stuff.
Borden's got one more in the tank.
You might see a surprise person or two get involved in this match somehow.
Okay. Who are you thinking?
I don't know. Maybe you could see a Shawn. Maybe you could see. You're not going to see Luger, I guess, because he. Poor guy, I feel bad for him, but maybe somebody, you know, like that, because I think they're going to have some sort of, because they keep talking about WCW, we got to have some sort of presence maybe out there to kind of root Sting on.
You know what I would love to see? Old school Sting. High, flat top, blonde, colorful makeup, that's what I'd like to see.
Yeah, too bad Sting doesn't want to see that.
Yeah, I know.
He loves his long, black, flowing locks with the receding hairline. It's I know, bad. He's got the LeBron thing going on.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible.
There's one more, I think, because they haven't announced a match, but it looks like they're going to go with it after last night. Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins.
Oh, yeah, and then Jon Stewart's supposed to be involved in that storyline as well, which I've enjoyed the Jon Stewart stuff with Seth Rollins.
Best celebrity since Bob Barker.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
he knows what he's talking about. Nothing's worse than you get guys that don't know what the hell, they hire announcers like the American Gladiators guy.
Mike Adamley.
He didn't even know what he was talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Which reminds me, that announcer from NXT reminds me of a younger version of him. That Hamilton guy.
Oh, Greg Hamilton. Yeah.
Look at him and look how he talks. Okay. Reminds me of young Mike Adamley. It was driving me crazy the other night. But so Seth and Randy, I think it's going to be maybe like a street fight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's going to have some sort of no DQ type of... Randy's going to go over, I think.
With the help of Jon Stewart?
Something's going to happen, but Randy will go over. But that's going to lead into the World Heavyweight title match, which I have my predictions on that, which is...
Okay, so let's go with that. Okay, hold on. I didn't pick a winner. I see where you're coming from with Randy Orton, but I think they got to put Seth Rollins over. I think they have to.
I think he's over enough no matter what.
Okay. I'm going to pick Rollins.
I'm going Randy.
Okay. And then we got the World Heavyweight title match. Mm-hmm. Lesnar, Reigns.
And I think this is where they're going to put Seth Rollins over. Because I think Reigns is going to beat Lesnar.
And then he cashes in Money in the Bank?
Money in the Bank, and Seth takes it. I think it's going to be another match that we're going to see something from Roman Reigns that we haven't seen. Like, his stuff's kind of got to be, he's got the Cena effect, kind of repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
Tackle, punch. Yeah. But I think they're going to take, it's going to be interesting to see these two guys go, and I think it's going to come to a conclusion where Reigns ends up going over, and he's just beat up because he got, like, took 10, 15 suplexes from whatever, he falls down or something. Seth comes out, cashes in Money in the Bank, so he still goes over, loses to Randy, kind of like how Bret Hart lost to Owen at WrestleMania 10.
Right, and then went on to win the title. So
maybe something similar to that where Seth's not going to lose a lot of momentum. Randy's going to make him look good in a street fight. Randy's going to win. Then that's going to lead to them feuding over that title for a good couple months.
I'm going to go with Roman Reigns, too. I will stop there. I won't go as far as you in saying that Rollins will cash in the Money in the Bank, though it makes perfect sense, and that would be something if I was booking the show, I would do it that way. But I'm going to go with, I think inevitably, I don't think anybody's fooled that Roman Reigns does not win the world title at WrestleMania.
But we could all be surprised with Lesnar.
We could.
Last year, that surprised me with Lesnar.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. Very true.
You know, so I just don't see. I see maybe something that's Lesnar beating up Roman so bad that it's almost a point where Seth comes out and pins him, but Roman sells an injury angle for maybe in a couple months, maybe even into SummerSlam.
Oh yeah.
Leads up to Roman versus Seth for the title with Summer. Then they put it back on Roman Reigns. Because you could do a lot of. I think you could do more stuff with Seth as champion than you could with Roman as champion.
Do you think The Rock gets involved?
No, I don't. I think he's done enough for that character. I love The Rock, but just stay away, bro. Like, just let him develop himself.
Okay. All right.
Because with Seth, you could have him feud with Daniel Bryan over the title. Like, sure. There's more that makes sense, more matchups that make sense.
Right, exactly. You could plug in Seth Rollins with a variety of different people and still get good matches. Ziggler.
Because what Daniel sucks, Bryan. If you put it on Roman Reigns, you're going to get matches versus Big Show and versus Kane.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to see that.
No one does.
No.
I don't even think Big Show and Kane want to see that.
What about Big Show's dyed beard? He likes the Just for Men. He went into aisle 10 there at Target and got himself a deal on that, I think. But
All right, so there's our predictions on what happens at WrestleMania.
We'll write it down.
Yeah. Well, we have a record right here.
Oh, we do.
We do.
Sometimes I forget that red light's on.
That's all right. Hey, one thing I want to talk about, I don't think I talked about on this podcast. I picked up the Wrestle Kingdom 9 pay-per-view for New Japan Pro Wrestling.
How was that?
It was actually really darn good.
How was Jim Ross?
Jim Ross and Matt Stryker were pretty solid. They were pretty solid. They weren't great, okay, but they were solid. Here's the thing that impressed me most. 10 matches, 3.5 hours, but there was no wasted time. When a match was done, they were out of the ring, next one's starting. They're coming down because they have that gigantic rampway in the Tokyo Dome that, you know, takes you... You know,
so as long as the Vegas Strip.
It is, yeah, pretty much. So, there was no wasted. The only thing, they had two video packages, one for the main event and one for the sub-main event, the second to last match. And then they had a little highlight reel for where they were coming on tour, which that was not translated to America, so all you got was, Osaka! And you're like, what? Huh? You
know, I heard Osaka. That's it.
That's, right, yeah, yeah, Osaka. Okay, you know.
Egg Dome. I know what that means.
Yeah, exactly.
I've
yeah.
heard of that.
But no, it was good, man. I mean, most of the, there were a couple of bad matches. I will give you that. One of which was kind of like, it was booked for their never open weight championship, which I didn't understand. Like, I was like, I don't, so what it, I think it's like a hardcore title, because these two guys brawled with a chain and that, and I, excuse me.
They didn't explain it at all?
They did, but I was, you know, also talking with friends and that, you miss some things, and I'm like, I didn't get it. They also had an MMA match that was just god-awful. Wow. It was bad. But yeah, I mean, Okada was, and, shit, who was Okada and Tanahashi was the main event, which was pretty solid. Michael Nakamura wrestled, they were the sub-main, he took on Kota Ibushi, and those two beat the ever-loving hell out of each other.
I have no idea what you just said.
No, that's okay, there you go.
But no, was the infamous Bullet Club.
Oh, yeah, representing. Because yeah.
AJ Styles was on the show. And
AJ Styles' match was good. And
the Bullet Club with former FIW roster member
Carl the Machine Gun Anderson.
Who was what back then? I always forget his name.
Oh, he was Chad Too Bad.
That was Chad Too Bad?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't.
Yes, it is.
No, I thought he had a different name.
No.
Chad Too Bad is Carl Machine Gun Anderson?
Yes, it is. If you're listening to this, Machine Gun, feel free to tweet me or email me that I am right.
Wow, that's crazy. I knew he was on the roster, and I pictured him. I remember mostly at the show at the Ibu, where I was actually not on the roster at the time. I was a spectator at that point.
Is that FIW?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right.
He had long hair. He had long hair back then.
Right? No, he never had long hair. He had short, bleached blonde hair.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
Anywho, but yeah, the book. Oh wait, did you see where the WWE's trying to trademark the click symbol, so the Bullet Club can't do it anymore? The too sweet.
I didn't even realize that. Now that's crazy.
Is that not crazy?
That's overboard.
That is.
They got to have their hands on everything like that. That's just dumb.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was thinking he was somebody else. Oh yeah, Chad Allegra. I remember working under that name too.
Yes. Yeah, Chad Too Bad Allegra. Chad Too Bad. Yeah.
Jeez.
There you go.
Maybe I took too many falls in the jello pool. Speaking of that,
okay.
I didn't get a chance to, I don't know if he ever listens to this, but I didn't get a chance to wish him on Facebook. Happy birthday, Fat Nick. His birthday was yesterday.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah, so.
I was not aware of that. He was, of course, manager extraordinaire and color commentator for FIW Wrestling.
My arch nemesis.
Your arch nemesis for many years. Yes. So. I gotcha. You know who actually left a very nice comment about my last episode? Billy Jackson.
God, I haven't heard that name for a while.
That's right. I spoke to him via email about, he left a quick comment on pbdcast.com about the last episode. He was glad to hear a little more wrestling thrown in there, because the last couple of episodes have been a little more comic book oriented, but you know, and so he asked if the WWE Network was worth it, and I said, ha ha, is it?
For $9.99, it's definitely worth it.
It definitely
I'm not
is.
Even say, oh my god, I don't know how many days I've got nothing done because I'm just going through, and I love watching the old stuff, but like stuff like Legends House.
I've never watched it. Everybody says I have to watch it. I've never watched
god.
It.
Oh my god, that I love that because you know I'm a huge Mean Gene Mark, Jimmy Hart, stuff like that, and yeah, if Billy's listening, that it's got my approval too, brother.
There you go. Order it. $9.99. Piece of cake.
So, speaking of indie stuff, we're speaking... do you have any shows coming up?
Actually, I do. I will be part of course, the big OCW anniversary show, March 21st, out in Coshocton, Ohio. And we're having a very special guest come on out.
Who's that?
The franchise, Shane Douglas.
Wow. You go out there and get your ass franchised. I wish I didn't have to DJ, because I'd definitely be out of that.
I was going to ask if you
haven't been
to
a show for a while, and yeah. I was a Douglas Mark there for a while. So.
I was a Douglas Mark, too. I won't lie, so I'm very excited about that. Certainly will be a very, very fun night.
Any word on who he's going to wrestle?
I have not heard. I have not heard from the powers that be as to who might be a possible opponent for the franchise Shane Douglas. Maybe it might be OCW heavyweight champion Robbie Starr.
What about my favorite wrestler in OCW, Jock Sampson? Who's he wrestling?
Well, Jock Sampson, from what I understand, will be in tag team action as he and Big Guns Jeff Cannon are the OCW tag team champions.
They have
an open contract to take on any team that would like to step up. So, at this time, I don't know who their opponents might be. I don't know.
I haven't been to any shows in Lima. I keep up with some stuff online. I love reading about the gimmick of the Sampson family that he has going on up there. Like, I've messaged him on there about it. If you get, like, it just sounds hilarious.
It does. It's sounds a throwback to, like, the Dudleys. Yeah, like the Dudleys, yeah.
If you ever need a big white Sampson,
you got me. The beard for it.
Yeah, I've been working on that.
You're working, like, you got, with the camouflage pants, you got, like, a Mark Briscoe thing going on. Is that an insult?
I've been kind of, it's actually shorter than it has been, so.
Okay.
Kind of get the Abraham Lincoln comment a lot.
Score and 7 years ago.
And before the podcast, too, we were talking to Brady West. He's going to be on an IWA show in
April.
I didn't get the exact date. I just want to check online for that. I'll definitely give him a plug. We're trying to mention him. John's been nice enough to put me on the podcast. I'd like to get on here with Brady at some time. And we'd probably need a little bit more of your time than probably what we're going to use today, because you think John and I can talk, Brady and I just don't shut up. So, if John will ever have us on here, I think we're going to try to make that happen.
I mean, that definitely has to happen, you know. There's been... Look, you know, if I may, just as a side, I'm going to step to the side here with this story. I love doing this podcast because I love entertaining the people that listen. And I don't care if 5 people listen, 50 people listen, whatever. It doesn't matter to me. I just like doing it. It's a great creative outlet. But oftentimes, it becomes a little bit of pain in the neck, especially when you try to get guests, you know, sometimes. And, you know, truth be told, there was a couple of guests that were also lined up here in the last couple of weeks, one of which, due to some scheduling concerns and conflicts, couldn't do it. Another one I just kind of, quite frankly, ditched because after talking with the person and exchanging some emails, I was like, this is not the type of guest I want. So I kind of dropped that one.
Wow.
Well, that's a long story.
I feel privileged.
No, I felt like, you know, truth be told, and I mentioned it a little bit.
Third pick.
No. Look, man, no. That's not what I was going with. I'm just saying.
No, it's cool. I like doing it. Just, you know, chance to hang out with John and just BS and stuff like that, because we haven't done that for a while, and that's something we've been good at doing over the years anyway, so it's might as well get in here and do it. Did you want to touch anything else besides wrestling?
What? Huh? No.
We're not that kind of podcast. I know, but... One of the things we were talking about, I'm a huge fan of, I didn't realize you are too, and you read the comics, we were talking about The Walking Dead.
I have the comics, I have not, as you see, as we're sitting here in Casa de la Orlando, I have a lot of comic books to read, those are all to be read, in that box down there. It's a shit ton, I know.
Wow.
It's a shit ton.
That's quite a few.
Uh-huh, I know.
So what a... So
I have The Walking Dead, so I haven't read them.
You
I've
just read watched the show. Okay,
I've watched the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on this season then?
The first half was good. This second half, I gotta be honest, man, it's dragging. And I'm like, I think that they're dragging it out unnecessarily.
See, I had this talk with somebody, a friend on Facebook, and I saw a post and they're going back and forth. I'm other side of the coin. Because I think what they're doing is they're developing characters. They have to take the time to develop characters so you start to care for them. So when they kill them off, you have some sort of... You don't want them to just go in there and slaughter everybody. You want them to feel bad. You want to have that same way you felt about the horse. When the horse got... Like, I want to pull a Nature Boy or pull a Big Show. I want to start crying. But I think that's why they're taking so long.
Also, the other thing I've been told, too, is that they have to. Because... In the actual comic book run, Alexandria is literally 3 calendar years worth of material. They have to slow it down because if they don't, then boom, they're right up with the current issue. And you can't get out ahead of it. You know, you have to be, the source material has to be out ahead of the actual show, I suppose. Otherwise, it's going to lose a little something-something.
Yeah, I think they're building, they're working different characters. I like what they're doing with Rick, where he's... going to take what he likes, I think.
Yeah, and, I mean, he's got a little bit of a heel turn coming, maybe.
And it's needed. I think that's needed for the show. It's interesting to see what's going to go on. And, you know, these next few weeks, they got 3 weeks left to go or whatever, or 2 weeks or something like that. And you're going to see somebody die, probably an important character, and they're going to kill some people off. So that's, you know, we like to see that anyways.
Again, I just think that they could have sped up with a couple of these particular episodes. Like, for an example, when Tyrese died, I'm like, we could have sped this up. We didn't need the whole episode for him to have his delusions and die and all that jazz. I thought we could have gotten to that quicker.
Don't you think he deserved an episode, though?
I don't know.
Tyrese, he's a top five character to me.
He is, but he's tougher in the comic book than he is on the show. He's a little bit of a sissy on the show.
He kind of pans that a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah. So, but no, I mean, I'll continue to watch. I just hope it picks up a little bit.
I think the season finale is the same night as WrestleMania. If I'm trying to do the two in my head.
It might be. I don't know. Do they have three or four left? I lost
three
count.
Weeks.
They have 3 weeks.
And it's 3 weeks till Mania.
Wow, man. Well, that happened before. I think that happened
too. Not prepped.
I think that happened 2 years ago. That Mania and that season finale was also on the same night. It's happened before.
Good thing it's on the WWE Network.
Yeah.
And I have DVR.
Exactly.
I'd be... That's a tough one. I love that show. It's bad. Anyway.
Just as a side note, if you didn't have a DVR, what would you do? Use a VCR? What the hell? What's your other option?
I probably forget how to use a VCR at this point.
Would you?
I'd love that quality on a VCR. Jeez Louise. Oh my god.
Alright, with that, I'm sorry. I don't know why I found that so humorous.
One thing, I know we're trying to wrap up.
No, that's fine. Let's go ahead.
And I haven't talked to you probably for a while.
Yeah, last time we've gabbed.
One of our favorite podcasts is Colt Cabana's.
Yeah, of course.
We brought that up before we started talking. What did you think of Punk on there?
I thought it was good. I thought it was very, very interesting. I liked his take on it. But the bottom line is, you know that he's difficult to deal with. He has a particular philosophy. You know what I mean? So, like, while it was interesting to hear his side of the story, I'm also not surprised that this all went down. You know, because he has such a mindset that things must be done this particular way. He does not seem to be the most flexible gentleman.
Not at all. But that's one of the reasons I think I was into him as a character. Because the show went over to his character. And I really like the podcast. I like everything he had to say. I'm a fan. I'll always be a fan of his.
Yeah, same.
I don't know how he's going to do in UFC. It's going to be interesting to see how that happens.
It is.
But I'm going to say I look forward to seeing him come back to WWE because that's going to happen at some point.
I think he comes back to wrestling somehow. Yeah, I don't know if it'll be in WWE or if it'll be a Ring of Honor.
If Triple H can mend the issue with Bruno Sammartino, the Ultimate Warrior, got Hogan to come back again, if he can mend all these fences and do everything he can, I think he's willing to be a big enough person to work things out with CM Punk because that's going to be best for business.
He deserves a Nobel Peace Prize.
After naming those names?
Yeah.
And they're talking about putting Larry Zbysko in the Hall of Fame. He's always been anti-Vince, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he has. He has.
But I don't know if they're going to do that now, because there's word on either him and Nash, or just one or the other.
One or the other. Yeah, I was going to talk about that. Who are you? I mean, obviously, Savage is big ups. Was there anybody you felt that they should have put in that they haven't yet?
Well, where they're at, they were talking about Ray Stevens this year.
Yeah, but there's already the one deceased wrestler. They didn't want to do two.
And that would have been cool, because Pat Patterson, I could just imagine the stories he has.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that would have been pretty neat, but I think the one that really deserved it in all our minds is Savage. Mm-hmm. And once he gets in there, it's going to be really tough now. Who do you start putting in?
Right, exactly. I mean, I was thinking, okay, one of my personal favorites as a kid, Bruiser Brody, has never been put
right.
in. And I was surprised that didn't happen before.
Especially because they have Abby in there.
Yeah, they have Abby in there, yeah. I'm surprised. Is Nick Bockwinkel in? He's not in, is he?
I think he might be.
Is Nick Bockwinkel in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. I'd have to take a look at that.
I'd have to look at that, too.
But tag team-wise, I'm really surprised. Oh. Not the Bushwhackers, I think, with their resume, Sheep, Herder, Soul 9, I think they're deserving, but Midnight Express, yeah. Rock and Roll Express, British Bulldogs.
Yep.
Why, you know, so, you know, Flair can be a two-time Hall of Famer. Why not the Hart Foundation? Why not Bret Hart be a two-time Hall of Famer?
Right.
You know, so I think, even though the Bushwhackers resume is excellent, if you're going to be a tag team, I think there's a lot of... Now, next year, they're saying that since it's in Atlanta, the Freebirds are going in.
That would be sweet. That would be awesome.
Not in Atlanta, excuse me, Dallas. I apologize. In Dallas, because of all their feuds in World Class with the Von Erichs.
Did you watch the 30 for 30 short with the Von Erichs? Sorry to jump
no,
in
No, I
there.
Missed on that.
You
it's
missed
probably
on
probably
that?
Be on Netflix. I'm
it is. It's also on iTunes.
Okay.
It was very interesting. I mean, we all know what the story is. But it was interesting to hear Kevin Von Erich talk about it now and talk about how messed up he was after all of that had happened,
right.
and how he's found, you know, peace living out there in Hawaii with his family and whatnot. It was really good. Not to cut you off on that,
no,
but
you're
yeah,
fine.
I mean,
but that's
really
that's just going to make that. Now I have a goal to next year, and we're going to Mania. Hopefully things don't change, but if I go there and that's going to be off the chart if they go into the Hall of Fame next year.
If you go, would you go to the Sportatorium and take a picture? It's a parking lot now, I guess.
Yeah, say it's not there anymore.
Yeah, I think it's a parking lot now.
I've been to Dallas, and I was going to try and go, and I think it was a parking lot at that point, too. So,
oh, man.
But anyway, that's I'm really looking forward to that, so that's one of the things. But, yeah, but I think that's why they left them off. But other tag teams, you know, that are, you know, glaringly, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Midnight Express and Rock and Roll Express, top two that should be in there. And the Bulldogs, probably, although I have a feeling that probably with the bitterness that Dynamite Kid has, that might be a little bit of a touchy subject.
And then managers, you know, there's guys out there that haven't been put in yet. Like, they probably never go in because he's a hothead, but Cornette, I think Cornette needs to go in as a manager.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Paul Heyman eventually needs to go in.
Sure.
And they're running out of divas. It's a shame. You know, I think Alundra Blaze is kind of a stretch, especially under that name, because she's always Medusa to me.
Medusa, yeah, right. Yeah.
But what's a diva you put in next?
That's a great question.
Because there's no, I mean...
I'm trying to think.
I think you're
Missy Hyatt.
Yeah, I think...
Missy Hyatt.
If she wasn't a nutcase, so it's China. Why isn't China in there?
Well, that's true. That's true. Well, because she's a nutcase. I think you nailed you hit the head.
But I think there's, as far as people missing from it.
Yeah.
I think we're getting to the point where you're getting a lot of the people that should be there are almost all there. So.
All right, with that, let's wrap this bad boy up. You want to tell people where they can get in touch with you via social media?
Oh, I'm all over social media. I'm a social media nerd. Best thing to do is on Twitter. Twitter and Instagram. At DJ.
Social media nerd?
I love it.
All right, sorry. Go ahead.
And I keep everything separate. Nothing annoys me more than if you're a friend of somebody on Facebook and they post the same damn thing on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, whatever. They're different. Use them differently. All right, let me hop off my soapbox.
Okay.
So, Twitter, at DJ Joey Blaze. It's BLAYZE. Yes, the same way Alundra Blaze spells her name.
What?
Bum, bum, bum.
Is that a coincidence?
It was just trying to be a little bit different. Some people thought they owned that name at one point. I'm not going to name any names, but I wanted to make sure I did it that way. So, same thing on Instagram. Two totally different weddings I do it. I'm really into sneakers and in shoes. If you happen to be in shoes this weekend, we're doing a sneaker show called Sneaker Freaks on campus. You can check them out on Instagram, Sneaker Freaks CO. And it's $10 pre-sale, $15 at the door. That's kind of cool if you don't mind I plug that. I guess I already
No, go ahead. I don't care. Go ahead. Hey, man, it's all about plugging stuff here, man.
Anyway.
That sounded awful.
Wow.
Plugging your different events and or things
Next
you're passionate
about. Next week's guest will be Ron Jeremy, I guess, after that comment. But that's the best way to get a hold of me. So
all right.
I really appreciate you having me on here. Thank you. It's been fun. I love doing these type of things. I love
and it,
talking
it went
about
fast.
This
like,
stuff.
I just looked at the clock and go, shit, it's 8? I didn't even, man, it just seemed like... No one like that.
That's how it is.
All right. Hey, well, with that, as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, I'm going to go throw it to a couple of breaks, and then on the other side of that break, we will wrap things up where I will talk about Orlando's faves and tell you where you can get in touch with me. Thanks for coming on, man.
Appreciate it.
All right. We'll be back right after this.
Extra Space is coming. The Small Press and Alternative Comics Expo returns to Columbus on Saturday, April 11th, at the Strongwater Food and Spirits, at 401 West Town Street is where you'll find Extra Space. Head to backporchcomics.com for more information.
Do you want to hear more episodes of the PVDcast just like the one you're listening to right now? Well, it's simple, folks. Just head on over to PVDcast.com and listen to all of the different episodes. If you like this one about professional wrestling, number 57, Marion Fontaine, a guy that's out in Chicago living the dream of a professional wrestler, definitely check out that episode. Or if you want to hear the very first time that DJ Joey Blaze showed up on the PVDcast, go over to the tab for the archives and select episode number 11, where DJ Joey Blaze, as his alter ego, Big White, sits down with me and we talk about pro wrestling. All of the great episodes of the PVDcast are available at PVDcast.com, and they're a free download. So head on over and enjoy each and every single episode. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with DJ Joey Blaze. He's a good dude. I've known him a number of years. Our history goes back to FIW days, but he certainly is a passionate wrestling fan, a very knowledgeable wrestling fan. Always enjoy talking to Joey about that wacky industry known as professional wrestling. And hey, we'll have to have him back on here and scrutinize some of those WrestleMania predictions. I really feel pretty confident in some of my ideas might happen in a couple of weeks at WrestleMania, but we'll have to wait and see. You know, we'll have to come on here and talk about them and dissect them and scrutinize them and analyze them. And, you know, I got to be honest, I'm a little jealous of his story. Getting to ask a question to Ric Flair, the Nature Boy, one of the greatest of all time, man. And I'm a little bit envious of that. But, you know, I'm glad you got to share that cool story. And hopefully you found it insightful. Hopefully you found this episode to be entertaining. And, you know, check out all the episodes. As I mentioned before, I have the archive section done, and I have quite a few on there that are ready for download. I'm sorry they're not showing up through Stitcher. I'm investigating why that is. But definitely head over to pvdcast.com and give it a listen. Well, now that I've plugged that, you hear that music? Yeah, it's time for Orlando Faves. Alright, my fave for this episode is a television show that I just recently discovered. It was on the air, I believe, for 7 seasons, but I never really watched it. But my girlfriend had heard many good things about the NBC sitcom Parks and Recreation. So she started watching them on Netflix, and I gotta say that it's a really darn funny show. I'm really enjoying it. First season was a little eh, but man, season 2 and 3 has really kicked up, and the laughs are a laugh a minute, if you will. So for those that have never checked it out, or maybe were kind of a passive fan, jump on Netflix and check it out. Parks and Recreation is a heck of a good show. I'm looking forward to finishing out that entire series because it's just darn good. And there you have it. All right, let me tell you where you can get in touch with me, ladies and gentlemen. You can always shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can follow me on Twitter by going to @pvdmvp. And, of course, I also have an Instagram, pvdmvp. I want to throw out another plug real quick to Extra Space. Of course, that is the Small Press and Alternative Comics Expo. I've done it twice already. Third time's a charm. Maybe I'll convince some of you folks here in the Central Ohio area to go over and check them out. That is April 11th, Strong Water Food and Spirits on West Town Street, 401 to be exact. Backporchcomics, all one word, .com is where you can get all the details. And with that, I'm closing up shop, ladies and gentlemen. So I will talk in each and every one of you later. Thanks for listening, folks.